You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. Already this morning, we've handed off the Super Bowl 60 to Santa Clara. And here to talk to us about that and so much more, Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. Walt, it is done.
Good morning. Good morning. It was a great run. It was a great run. My voice is even back.
I was going to say, how exhausted are you?
It's the first time I've been to a football game and not really screamed in a long time. So I just sat back and kind of watched the what ended up being kind of a massacre. But
yeah, there wasn't much to scream about.
No. But it's nice to go to a football game sometimes where you don't care about the outcome. You can just kind of sit back and enjoy it. And I felt like the big winner was New Orleans. So that was. It was a great day.
Let's start with this. I thought the dome looked absolutely fantastic. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, agreed. It felt really modern. The lighting was great. Obviously, the signage and everything was great. I saw some footage later on TV, and you know what you want is for it to look like a competitor of all the brand new shiny stadiums out there, and I think it shows up really well. And so. That was exciting to see. Absolutely. They did a great job.
So were you at the hand? Did I see you at the handoff this morning? Yes. Huh?
I was there. Yes, I was there. I was there this morning for the handoff and excited to get them on their way. And I'm sure they're going to do a great job. But it was definitely nice to kind of pass the torch. I mean, I'm big on what's next. You know, I mean, I think it's good to, we're going to spend some time reflecting and on looking at what we can do to improve as we go forward. But ultimately, you know, we pass this off and then we get to work on the next thing as well. But I think they're going to do a great job. I'm excited to see what they do over there.
Walt, in my monologue this morning, I talked about and thanked all the folks that were part of this, you know, from the Saints to the LSED, Legends, ASM, you guys, the Sports Foundation, all the corporate sponsors, the volunteers, the city of New Orleans, I thought, executed the hospitality and tourism industry as well. But I brought something up, and I'd like to get your reaction. I said to the listening audience, it was about them as well, because so many people that I heard from talked about how friendly everybody was here, how helpful people wanted to be. Heard a story of where a couple, you know, went three blocks out of their way to show somebody exactly where a restaurant was so they wouldn't miss their reservations. And I just love hearing those anecdotal stories.
Such an incredible source of pride to hear about that, because I think we take it for granted. And I hear a lot from people, you know, we in the industry that we're in tourism and travel, people do tend to move around a little bit. And so from time to time, we'll have general managers who are here in New Orleans for many years, and then suddenly they get called upon to be somewhere else. And recently I was talking to a GM who had moved to a new city, and she was just commenting on the, you know, missing walking up and down the street and people saying good morning and hello and being friendly. And I'm glad you gave that shout out. It's so important that we all remember that we really do live in a very friendly and welcoming community. And we treat each other that way. We treat visitors that way. That is not the norm. And it's something that we should, cherish and hold on to and work to preserve and protect, I think, as well. But you're right. It is a special thing to make people feel welcome. And I feel like our community does that exceptionally well, and something we should be proud of.
I have to imagine, and I'll ask this of Jay Cicero as well, who I'm interviewing in the next hour, NFL happy?
They certainly seem happy. And Roger Goodell's comments this morning were that he looked forward to this is the 11th one that we hosted is in the books, and he looks forward to the 12th one. So that's a good sign. And we hope that'll be sooner rather than later. I think they certainly told us they were happy. I think they received some wow moments throughout the week that were truly quintessentially New Orleans and Louisiana. And I think that really matters. People aren't surprised by a lot of things anymore, but I feel like we brought some extra joy and some extra surprise to the event with a great media party, with the parade, with so many other things. And certainly I think the media center is a big part of that too, making the media feel comfortable, welcome, and have a good time that spills out into the things they write and the things they report and the things they talk about. And I think it accounts for so much of the great coverage that we've gotten.
Walt, in my monologue as well, as we get through the after action over the coming days, I'm sure, we will find out about the winners and the losers within the community. Every major event that we bring here, not everyone wins, right? There are some challenges where people visit, what restaurants they go to, not all share equally. And I reminded the folks not to lose sight of what the overall win was for the city, because one of the things I think about the Super Bowl that's so very important is how everlasting that experience mm-hmm. and the way that story's told in so many different ways around the world is what's truly of value.
We've talked a lot about this, the media attention that we received, and then certainly on the day of the game itself, just like the overwhelming coverage and images and everything else that was put out there. I mean, you just can't afford to buy that. It would cost an inordinate amount of money to do that. And that promotes our city for years and years to come. I think your comment is exactly right. Not every event is going to benefit everyone exactly the same way. And I think when you have an event of this magnitude that gets this amount of coverage, there is a certain expectation that this is going to be a game changer for your business or for the particular interest that you have. But this is why our team is working every day to bring diverse groups and organizations and types of events to the city, because the fan that comes for Taylor Swift is not the same fan that comes for the Super Bowl. And the folks that come in for Monster Truck show at the Superdome are not the same fans that come in for a ballet. And, the fans that come in for, or the attendees that come in for National Auto Dealers Conference are not the same attendees that come in for a religious gathering that is here to do community service projects and gather in faith.
Where does wrestling fit in?
We'll be talking about wrestling more soon too, I think. Somewhere in between all that, right? So, I mean, I think you're right, though. There will be people who are saying, well, I didn't get the benefit I was hoping to get, and I regret that. I wish that everyone had massive impact from every event that we had. But I think at the end of the day, an event like this one is one of those ones that helps you to build more events in the future that do have more impact and that do reach more people. And so your point's really well taken. We've got a big picture. This spoke volumes to the world about the type of community we are, what we're capable of, and what we can do. And it's going to generate the opportunity for more and more events that will touch more and more people. And our team's certainly going to work to build upon that. We had 8 or 10 or 12 different customers of a variety of different groups that we were able to entertain and have with us for the Super Bowl this year. And that's going to amount to probably 20, 30 or 40 events over the course of a decade or more that will largely impact areas of our community. So big picture, there aren't many events like this one. This one painted a picture of New Orleans, and it was a beautiful one. And that's going to help us to do more as we move forward.
Any surprises for you this week?
You know, I don't know if I was surprised. I think I'm just proud. You know, I'm just proud of the way that you know, tens of thousands of people throughout our community showed up to make this all happen. You know, I mean, this wasn't just one group or one organization or even a group of groups and organizations. It was really a whole community effort to make us, to show people who we are. And I thought it was pretty authentic. Actually, I think the pregame show was maybe a surprise in how powerful it was. I mean, I knew it was going to be great, but it was really, really exceptional. And also another source of pride with local artists really putting on an amazing show. Not surprised at how great they were, but surprised at the impact of it, I think, and the lasting impact of it. So I think the parade was maybe better than I thought it would be. There were much bigger crowds than we expected, locals and visitors enjoying that event. And I think that the Jackson Square lighting was something that I expected to be really magnificent, but ultimately was very much embraced by a lot of people throughout our community locally and, of course, by visitors. You know, I think maybe if anything, I was surprised at how well things went. I knew we were going to show up and show up strong. We usually do step it up for these big events, but I think it was an even better performance than I could have wished for.
Obviously, in the aftermath of the tragic event of New Year's Day, security was, I've never been anywhere where it was as tight as it was for this. Your thoughts looking back at, you know, that?
I think it will be really interesting as we unpack it to look at maybe lessons learned. And I hope that as we look at the way that things were deployed, the way that resources were used, that we're able to take some of that knowledge and deploy it on a more regular basis, recognizing that you're never going to have that level of resource commitment, personnel commitment, or any of that available on a regular basis. But how can you kind of learn, look at the tactics that were used and think about how you can do that with significantly less personnel? And how can you use some of those tools to better secure and promote safety across the community? I think technology is a part of that. I think the use of K-9 units is a part of that. I think just unpacking the overwhelming force that we had, and just thinking about how can you deploy similar tactics with significantly less personnel will be something that might be a long-term benefit to the community. Obviously, this year for Mardi Gras, we'll have a level one event. We've already had that designation made, so it'll be interesting to see what we do to carry that forward over the course of the next, you know, 3 to 4 weeks, and then after that, start thinking about what the future looks like. But it is amazing what can happen with presence and security and cleanliness and all those things. I think it sets the tone for a harmonious and enjoyable event for people throughout the community. And that's something we need to remember and try to stay focused on. How can you maintain a level of cleanliness and security? And that just allows any event that you're having in the city and also just our everyday lives to be improved. That's what we're looking for.
How did the airport fare out? Any reports from out there? I haven't heard a lot of complaints. I heard security was tight.
Security was heavy, heavy. I even heard there was heavy security in cities where flights were originating from to come to New Orleans as a part of this, you know, of the level one event that we had here in New Orleans with the Super Bowl. But and I think they were extraordinarily busy, you know, ultimately breaking records for people arriving and certainly for people departing. So I've heard that there were some, you know, waits for Ubers and taxis and all that. But that's what happens when you have this level of visitorship. I mean, this is just a massive influx of people. That's what airports are like. And, you know, I've heard some, I've heard more locals kind of talking about it, like, oh no, our airport got overwhelmed. Well, you know, travel to any place where there are major events like this, and there are challenges. I mean, it's just an extraordinary amount of people moving in and out. But overall, I think we haven't heard significant complaints from the NFL or from anybody else about that either. And so I think the airport continues to function really well for us. And I've certainly heard from people how much they prefer the new airport to the old one. And that continues to be a great source of pride for us that it is winning awards and recognition for functionality.
You know, it's amazing. It doesn't really matter how much time, I guess, it takes there. We are spoiled because there are not many major cities you can go to and go from downtown New Orleans to the airport in less than 10 minutes. I mean, I just can't recall any.
We're very spoiled. There's also not many airports you can go to where you walk from the flight to baggage claim so quickly that you feel like you're waiting a long time for your bag, even when it's 5 or 10 minutes. Because in some airports, it takes 30 or 40 minutes. You got to get on a train or you've got to get on some other kind of connecting device to even get to the baggage claim area. So I think we're really spoiled with the airport. And I think we're spoiled with how close it is in proximity to downtown. And, you know, those are good. Those are fine things. I think it's just important to keep it in context sometimes that that though we do have our, you know, there are challenges around major transportation hubs. We have it pretty good here, and we should be proud of the work that they're doing. And, you know, these things are complicated, and it's hard to move a lot of people, but they do a really good job.
And let me finally say, Walt, to you, your organization at New Orleans and Company, you know, great job. I've heard a lot of really positive things about all the activities that y'all have been part of. You know, of course, it was a huge team, much bigger than your team, but attitude matters, and the attitude that your team brings forward, I think, is infectious and is positive, and it really makes a difference for everyone.
Well, thank you, Newell. I'm so proud of the people on our team, and they are all kind of taking an exhale today after a really long week. I know you
an
are
an exhale too. I mean, look, or extra hours sleep.
Well, we gave some extra sleep today too, you know, and we thought that it was important to let people decompress for a minute, but they're going to be bothered by my, like, okay, let's go, guys. What's next when we start up tomorrow morning, you know? And I just think that they're such amazing people, though. They love this community so much. They live for it. And what was exciting for them was just that the work that they're doing every day was really getting, people were paying attention to it this week. And yep. Recognizing it. And thank you for the comments. I know they appreciate it, and I certainly appreciate it, but it was nice that people were really paying attention to the work that they're doing every day, because, you know, there's a group of 3,000 educators coming in the next day or two to study literacy and to talk about how to make sure that kids across the country are literate as we move forward and continue to educate them. And for them, it's their Super Bowl. The Center for Education and Literacy coming in with 3,000 educators. I mean, this is a huge event for them. They rely on the event to be successful so that they can generate revenue and do the work they do. And so it's not world famous, but it's important. And our team's working to make that happen. They're proud of that work, too.
And they will be here February 11th through the 14th. And they are headquartered at the New Orleans Hilton. They must be flipping rooms left and right, because they were one of the teams
kicking the Eagles out and then moving in the educators.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just keep on rolling.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We know that you're busy. We appreciate same, and congratulations, and hang in there, my friend.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you, Newell. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
This is Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. We'll be right back with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. Stay with us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, folks. We are talking about looking back as to what has happened leading up to the Super Bowl. And we just visited with Walt Leger, president and CEO of New Orleans & Company. And joining us now is Colin Arnold, director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the city of New Orleans. Colin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Colin, a lot of assets that arrived here in a very short period of time, all about execution. Let's start off there. Your thoughts?
No, it really was, last month was about a year crammed into a month, it felt like. And there was just a lot of activity and a lot of movement. And very much appreciate all of our neighbors, neighboring parishes, the state, and of course, the federal response to, make sure that we could continue to have the Super Bowl and that it would be a success. And I think overwhelmingly it was. And that's in direct contribution from all of those resources that came in.
There were deployment of a lot of barriers, a lot of bollards that we've not seen before. How much are those a lot of assets that now belong to the city? Is that something that they purchased or was that brought in by other agencies?
No, we had a lot brought in by the state, and the city has contributed as well. And we're meeting this week to discuss moving forward what Mardi Gras is going to look like. I think for the French Quarter, Jackson Square, and Frenchman Street area, it's going to look similar, and then parade route coverage as well. So there's really no rest after this event. We've got meetings scheduled this afternoon and for the rest of the week on continuing to provide an enhanced level of security in those areas.
Is it safe to say we're not going to be at the same implementation of that as the Super Bowl? It's hard for me to imagine as much of these assets along a 5-6 mile route as opposed to a structure and a couple of blocks of the French Quarter.
No, I think that's correct. I mean, I think, like I said, what you'll see in the French Quarter will be similar, but what we're going to do along the parade route, I think, is a little bit to be determined. Probably a lot more coverage on a lot of the major intersections that you see along the parade route. I don't think realistically, and I think we discussed this a couple weeks ago, trying to bubble wrap the entire parade route is just not something that's possible.
I mean, historically, y'all kind of know where the problem areas are, so to speak, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we're focusing, heavily on, St. Charles Avenue proper as far, from Napoleon to the Circle. That'll be a first emphasis. And then also looking at the Mid-City Route and some of the major intersections. You know, a lot of things we try and do is we try and make accessible corridors at certain intersections along the parade route so emergency vehicles can get through pretty much unimpeded. We can stop a parade if we have to let, say, an ambulance or a fire truck through so that emergency vehicles aren't boxed in. And we want to continue that. And there may be some enhancement as far as what type of vehicle barrier we would be using at those, whether we put in a gate or something similar to make sure that primarily emergency vehicles can still get through, but that it might be a little bit more hardened just in case there is some sort of vehicle intrusion threat.
Colin, let's pivot if we could for a moment. A lot of different activities, both in the quarter, outside the quarter, warehouse district. The governor had a huge venue. A lot of folks headed down there. I didn't hear of many issues. I don't know how many arrests were made, but I didn't hear a lot of chatter about that either. Seemed to be a very well-behaved crowd.
Yeah, it was really a well-behaved crowd. There was an incident with an East Baton Rouge sheriff's deputy was struck by a vehicle near the convention center last night. And obviously our thoughts go out to him and his family, but that doesn't appear to be anything other than an accident, with a lot of traffic in the area. And I will say that I really appreciate the public taking heed of a lot of the street closures that we had because traffic was really snarled through most, particularly Friday through Sunday. And even leading up to the game for people commuting into the city for work and whatnot, it was challenging these last 2-3 weeks. And so a lot of credit goes to the public, too, for just, staying ahead of the game, paying attention, and kind of allowing this to happen. And I think ultimately the reward is this is a very successful event that I think the city can be proud of and its residents can be proud of.
Yeah, it seemed to me Friday and Saturday were kind of the two problematic evenings getting around. But for most of the other days of the week, you could work yourself around, except, I mean, if you desired to go deep into the quarter, that was a bad idea. but this is not the only event that's a bad idea for, right?
Right. Anywhere from, say, Esplanade to Poydras, you're kind of pressing your luck if you're trying to get down there, you know. And but if you stayed around the outsides of those areas, for the most part, you could get around relatively, with little delay. But once you start getting in these events where, you know, you've got people just packing the French Quarter and a lot of people out on foot, which is why, you know, we've hosted this 11 times now, is because this is a place where you can walk from your hotel and within, 15 to 30 minutes be at any of the major events that are going on for the most part, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I even figured out how spoiled I am, right? I parked on the other side of Poydras and walked into the quarter. And I mean, I literally walked all the way to Jackson Square, and it was like I was there in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is not a bad walk at all. But I get so used to being able to park, right across Jackson Square, right on the river there. With no hassle, but it was kind of like, hey, this isn't bad at all. I mean, I could, you should do this more often. It makes life a lot easier, quite frankly.
Well, and we had the visiting public safety officials, which is a great program that I know you've been a part of before, where we go and actually shadow the previous cities that hold the event. So we were able to go to Phoenix and to Las Vegas over the last couple of years. Vegas was somewhat similar to ours, although Vegas is spread out as well. But Phoenix, that was, from downtown Phoenix to Glendale was 40 minutes, there was a lot more emphasis on buses and mass transportation for people. And here it's just so much, it's so less complicated when you have the majority of your hotels and restaurants and entertainment and nightlife all kind of in one hospitality zone, as we call it, and you can easily walk anywhere there, and that was great.
Yeah, absolutely. The layout on Poydras Street for getting into the game, I've figured out, I understand why the NFL does what they do. We went to the game, I guess, maybe an hour and a half before the game started. Literally, we were inside the arena less than 5 minutes. If it was 5 minutes, that would have been long. I mean, walked up, went through, the magnetometer and the whole deal, and, put everything in your little dish and went through that machine and gathered it up and boom, inside the dome. I mean, it was really easy.
And I'm telling you that in November after the election, they pretty much anticipated that there would be a VIP visit. And so there were changes that were made that we weren't really able to discuss at the time. And then even on Friday, I was on with Tommy, and he asked about traffic delays and things because of the president. But, man, the Secret Service and everybody really worked with the NFL and with all of us. He actually landed over at the Navy base, which we weren't supposed to talk about. And that's not something they prefer to do because they don't like coming over the Crescent City connection. But he did that. And so that, I wanted to say, just to allay people's fears, you don't have to worry about I-10 on Friday, but I couldn't. But I mean, that was one of the examples of really just, working together and being, using common sense and kind of saying what's the best way to do this where it's not going to, completely interrupt, getting people into the game and getting people through security. And that's good to hear. I mean, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, and I guess he arrived late and got there shortly before the game started, right? So there was not, when I came downtown, other than getting close to the dome where we had some parking, There was no traffic on the interstate. I mean, like none. It was empty.
No, and one of the other things they agreed to, which was really helpful, was I think he wanted to stay for the whole game, but they made it clear, like, this will be an incredibly difficult thing for us to do if say he wanted to leave at halftime, and because it would take, you know, it would take resources away from the dome, all those traffic assets to move him back to Air Force One. So, he was clear, evidently through the Secret Service, they were staying for the whole game, and that helped as well.
Yeah. Plaza Tower, for a moment, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
You know, that block that was closed off, man, you don't realize how critical that one block is until you don't have access to it, right?
Right, until once there's so many other closures, you know, and there's just, it seems to be no outlet. And I'm really hoping that, you know, with the help of the council and the administration and the mayor's office, that we can move forward on that building, because it's just, it's something that I feel like we are responding to, you know, it pops back up every couple months, you know, and then we get into hurricane season and we worry about the debris and, you know, really any type of windstorm, we start worrying about debris coming off of that building again. And there has to be a better solution out there than what's going on right now.
Well, I was teasing Bubba Boisfontaine. I think you know who that is, who does all those banners up there. If we could just shrink wrap that building in the interim with some kind of decorative thing, you know, so we can open the streets back up.
I think it's beyond shrink wrap at this point.
but I thought they did a great job of moving the traffic in spite of that challenge, because that really is a challenge.
It is. Yes, it is indeed.
So, lessons learned, anything that kind of surprised you through the week, you know, kind of an aha moment, said, yeah, maybe this is something that we do more often in the future.
Well, I mean, obviously we're coming to, you know, we're going to have to come to, I think, a kind of a decision and a new reality about how we block areas of the French Quarter, particularly at night when we kind of expect them to become more of a pedestrian mall. And I think that's the conversation that we're having right now, is what you know, moving on past Mardi Gras, because we're going to be in this with the SEER 1 upgrade and a lot of the resources that you saw for Super Bowl. They're going to remain in town for the next 12 days. Through the start of these parades, and ultimately until Ash Wednesday. And so I think what we're really getting down to talking about now is what the new kind of reality looks like for particularly Bourbon Street moving forward. And I think that there's going to be, you know, particularly in the evenings, an enhanced presence there, and how that looks. And I think there's going to be a lot more discussion with stakeholders, particularly the public, the business owners, and the people downtown and in the French Quarter, to see what they're, you know, to feel them out and see where they're at and what they'd like to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm sure you're breathing a sigh of relief today. Congratulations. I think the city did a great job, put their best foot forward, pulling all these assets together. I'm very proud of the job that everyone has done, for what it's worth. And I know it's not easy, but I think everyone kept their eye on the ball. And congratulations to you and to others. Thank you so much.
Thanks. And I really want to thank all of our partners. Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office was up here in our EOC all weekend. I mean, just, you know, the amount of resources that all of our community put together, the metro area, was really impressive.
Absolutely. No doubt. Saw representatives from dozens of local
law
enforcement
everybody.
Agencies. Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For sure. Thank you so much, Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. Have a great day. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Getting a lot of texts about the halftime show. You know, I'm not going to be overly critical of any of the presentation of the show, because I recognize, and I've said this before to others, it's really not about me. My choice might have been somebody else to do the halftime show. I really enjoyed the pregame show. That style of music was more, you know, my cup of tea. But obviously, you're not going to please everyone. Not really familiar with Kendrick Lamar's music. Haven't really paid attention to it at all, quite frankly. So it was something new to me. Allegedly, there was a hidden message there that was that they were attempting to send. I don't know what that is. There's some friction between he and Drake. Hadn't followed that either. So it was something that went just whizzing by me. I just kind of looked at the spectacle for the spectacle itself and understanding that this is what happens a lot of times in half times. In my view, I would agree. Were there other halftime shows that I enjoyed more? Yes, but it's not about me. And I recognize that. I mean, I can't imagine how hard it is to try and find something that's going to satisfy the masses. And some people have very narrow perspective as to the music that they enjoy and the entertainment that they enjoy. Some are broader, some are more diverse, some less diverse. You know, so, I mean, I just don't. And I'm not going to get overly critical about that. I really liked the rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. I really enjoyed the America the Beautiful and the pregame show. The three artists that I love and very proud of, it's being from our home state, right? But, you know, having said that, don't need to be critical of others. It's just wasn't something that I was familiar with. And I think if we take that approach, we'll be much happier about the whole situation, quite frankly. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.